It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. A missing symphony by an Oscar-winning English composer was rediscovered by his daughter on eBay. More than 30 years after it's thought to have been given away by the composer, Sir Malcolm Arnold, who died in 2006, wrote his 7th symphony in 1973, but a few years later the original handwritten manuscript turned up missing. The theory was that Sir Malcolm, the manic-depressive, schizophrenic alcoholic, had given the work away in lieu of payment to a plumber or repairman or somebody like that, after an order of protection kept him from accessing his bank account. The 40-minute symphony survived in published form, but the original score had been missing for decades. His daughter Catherine had hoped to find the original score because it was dedicated to her and her two younger brothers. 2014, she found out the 190-page score was being offered for sale by a company on eBay. She got a deal to bring the piece back into the family's hands. When we went to get it, it was in its original box with a tissue paper from when he had it bound. You could still smell the cigar smoke. So somebody had looked after it for a long time and then put it up for sale. It was extraordinary to have it back. It was very emotional, she said. Sir Malcolm Arnold wrote symphonies, ballets, and choral works and had commercial success with his film work, including his Oscar-winning score for The Bridge on the River Kwai in 1957. Arizona might want to take a lesson from our neighbor to the north, Utah. Like many orchestras, the Utah Symphony has had its share of financial difficulties, but these days it looks like an ensemble on the upswing, with rising ticket sales, new players, and an energetic music director, Theri Fisher. What allowed this amazing rebound? Sizable state and local aid. The Utah Symphony received more than $4 million in government support in the year 2015, according to its financial statements. Makes up over 18% of its unrestricted operating revenue. That is the highest level of public support out of all the 21 biggest orchestras in the nation. Local aid comes from Salt Lake County's Zoo, Arts, and Parks tax, a sales tax of a penny on every $10 spent, which supports a variety of cultural and recreational organizations and which was renewed by county residents in 2014 with 77% of the vote. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.